Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso, Tile, and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait. The spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Atascadero reminds residents of new fireworks ordinance. Fresno man calls Pastorable's business owner the N-word during filmed altercation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. As the 4th of July approaches, the City of Atascadero is reminding residents of a new ordinance adopted to address the use of illegal fireworks. Illegal fireworks continue to remain prohibited throughout the city, but the new ordinance creates a social host accountability program. Administrative penalties will be placed on property owners, tenants, and hosts who permit illegal firework activities on a property under their possession or control. The ordinance applies regardless of whether the responsible person personally ignites the fireworks. The City of Atascadero encourages residents to plan ahead for holiday celebrations and to avoid purchasing, possessing, or using illegal fireworks. Paso Fire and Emergency Services will be conducting several small training burns on Tuesday, June 9th. The burns will be held near the Paso Robles Airport in conjunction with the San Luis Obispo Fire Investigation Strike Team. Members of the public may see light smoke in the area during the training operations. The training will not affect airport operations, air traffic, or public access to airport facilities. Fresno man calls Paso Robles business owner the N-word during filmed altercation. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News time is 6:09.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Ernest Hall, the owner of Dubs Green Garden in Paso Robles, posted a video on social media of a confrontation with him. Dubs Green Garden is a cannabis business operating in the city of Paso Robles, regulated to only delivering medicinal cannabis currently. In the video, Ernest Hall and the man, later identified as Luke Fisher of Fresno, are swearing and yelling at each other. Fisher backs away during the confrontation and calls Hall the N-word twice. Hall's video on Facebook currently has over 150,000 views, with the caption, quote, "After being informed that we are a delivery-only service, he was asked to leave and chose to make a scene. I'm used to being called the N-word, but there is no racism here in Paso Robles. I bet you it's just another undercover Paso PD." Both parties have filed complaints with the Paso Robles Police Department against another. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released an update to San Luis Obispo County election results yesterday afternoon, as well as its first unprocessed ballot report. In the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona has jumped ahead of Michael Aaron Woody, with 51-49% of the votes. 210 votes separate the two candidates. Jimmy Paulding continues to lead in the District 4 race, 54% of the votes to Adam Verdon's 46%. Elena Cano's lead in the Clerk Recorder's Office is still with 63% of the votes. A total of 45,667 ballots have been processed. About 60,000 still remain unprocessed, according to the unprocessed ballot report. The next vote results are expected to be released by Monday, June 8th, by 6 p.m. The 5th Annual Safety Fest in Paso Robles will be this Saturday, June 6th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. This family-friendly activity will offer emergency and disaster training exercises, demonstrations, and hands-on learning activities by first responders to help residents of Paso Robles be more prepared for any potential disaster. Earthquake, fire, flood, tsunami, crime prevention, cybersecurity, motor vehicle safety, and emerging disaster prevention are all things you can prepare for at the Safety Fest. Sponsors include the Paso Robles Fire and Police Departments and the North County Community Emergency Response Training. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 3-2, the Cubs over the Athletics 7-6, Giants beat the Brewers 12-9, the Phillies over the Padres 4-6, the Yankees beat the Guardians 2-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Angels, the Padres will go against the Mets, the Athletics will face the Astros, the Giants will go against the Cubs, and the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In California news, President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social last night an accusation that California Democratic Party is trying to steal the gubernatorial and Los Angeles mayoral primaries. Trump cites, quote, "the misuse of mail-in ballots," accusing the Democratic Party of delaying the tallying of votes. He also said the votes are, quote, "under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles." Democratic Party Chairperson of California, Rusty Hicks, said the claims were baseless. A California man was arrested for bringing an explosive device to an airport in Sacramento. An explosive device, a torch lighter, knife, zip ties, and other items were found at a security checkpoint over the weekend. The man appeared in federal court on Wednesday, charged with unlawful possession of explosive material in an airport. The complaint also alleges he made rambling calls to the FBI months before to the report he was being threatened and intimidated. Counting for the gubernatorial and L.A. mayor race continues. For governor, Steve Hilton is ahead with about 27% of the votes. Javier Becerra has 26%. In the L.A. mayor race, Karen Bass remains ahead with 35% of the votes. Spencer Pratt and Nithya Raman are still behind with 29% and 23% of the votes, respectively. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, on Wednesday, the USDA confirmed that a case of New World screwworm had been found in a three-week-old calf in Sevilla County, Texas. Now, the $64,000 question now is what happens next? With that answer, here's the NCBA's Chief Executive Officer, Colin Woodall.
72 hours, 3 days, nothing is going to be able to move out of that infestation zone. And that is going to allow the Texas Animal Health Commission and USDA to be able to get in there and do their inspection to find out if there are additional cases. As they do their inspections, if they put in place treatment protocols, cattle will be able to start to move again if they do not show signs of New World Shrewworm. This is not a quarantine situation. We want everybody to understand that. This is not one of those.
Now, federal officials continue to stress that New World Shrewworm isn't contagious and it doesn't spread directly from animal to animal or from animals to people or from person to person. USDA is also emphasizing that the U.S. food supply remains absolutely safe. Now, for more information about the first case of New World Shrewworm in the United States since the late 1960s, please visit us online.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson with Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
This summer, escape to the elegance of Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles with the exclusive Tuscan Vita room offer. Stay two nights and enjoy 50% off your second night in a luxurious Premium Prelude King or Premium Prelude Queen guest room. Relax with complimentary self-park and Wi-Fi. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com or call 805-369-2500 to reserve your stay.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. After years of rising labor costs, some farmers have seen relief during the past several months, with those who hire foreign guest workers benefiting from a Trump administration rule implemented last October. The new rule changed how the H-2A program's minimum wage, called the Adverse Effect Wage Rate, is calculated, effectively lowering it in California from $19.97 to the state minimum wage of $16.90. About 70% of H-2A employers in California adjusted pay to match the new minimum in the first 6 months after the rule is implemented, according to research, assistant professor at Extension Specialist at Michigan State University, Zechariah Rutledge. Meanwhile, the rule faces multiple challenges in California, including a lawsuit filed in December by the United Farm Workers and a proposed state law that would establish a minimum wage of $19.75 for agricultural guest workers and local employees hired by the same farms. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 50, West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, upper 70s Monday, low 80s on Tuesday, upper 80s on Wednesday, low 90s on Thursday, 88 a week from today. Currently it is 51 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job growth was stronger than expected last month. Economists were predicting around 80,000 new jobs created in the month. Instead, there were 172,000, and the unemployment rate remained at 4.3%. Also, April's job growth was revised higher to 179,000. Hiring appears to have rebounded after cooling in winter months, though it could also make it more difficult for the new Fed chair, Kevin Warsh, to lower interest rates. Walmart is testing Subway sandwich delivery with your order from the retailer. It'll offer customers the option of 30-minute delivery from 1,400 Subway locations inside stores this summer. When shoppers choose the one-hour express delivery for a fee, they can also include an order from Subway. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the case has reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane. Luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Email into the studio. Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. So we're ready for freedom of speech, which is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
This afternoon, Open Mic Friday. Kenny and Darsha will be in the studio, hopefully. Let's see here. What do we got going on? I got people are busy this morning on the text and the email. Well, you know, kind of busy anyway for just getting started. Folks, you may not know this. According to this on the text, it is National Donut Day. Chris, are you in favor of National Donut Day?
You know, this is a pretty bad time to be asking me, because you remember how last week you were asking if I got sick?
Well, yeah, you didn't seem like you were feeling well.
Yeah, so I did get sick the weekend of Memorial Day, and my brother got sick, and his girlfriend who was visiting got sick, and my mom got sick, and my dad got sick. The only thing all of us collectively had that weekend were donuts. That's the only thing all of us ate that we had in common. It could just very well be a coincidence, but that's an unfortunate coincidence.
I'm not laughing because everybody gets sick. I'm just laughing because it's National Day. I never heard of that. So what kind of donut did you have?
I mean, I think I had a maple bar and a glazed donut.
Okay.
I don't know what could be in donuts that could cause, you know, stomach sickness, but
well, we may get to that, because there's a new study or something out about dates on food. So perhaps we'll get that. All right, anyway, folks, now that Chris told you that just about everybody he knew last week got sick from donuts, Happy Donut Day.
Happy Donut Day, everybody.
Yeah, just got a jelly.
Again, I can't confirm if it was actually donuts or not. It's just, you know, the one suspicious factor in it all.
Right. Well, I understand that. Okay, let's see here. Emails. In order. Atascadero Ordinance. Does it mean that if I own a rental and someone sets off illegal fireworks and I'm not there, would I get fined? Chris, does it allude?
I don't think so. I vaguely remember this ordinance being talked about during one of the city council meetings. And although it says property owners, it does also say tenants. Basically, whoever is responsible for the property at that time, or, you know, which includes a tenant, would be the one place to fine. So let's say you have a rental, your person renting it has guests over, the guest sets off an illegal firework. I believe your tenant will be responsible at the time.
Okay.
That would be a question for, you know, the city of Atascadero to confirm, but I do believe that whoever the tenant is, they're going to be the ones held responsible for stuff that happens illegally in terms of fireworks.
All right, but good advice from Chris is to just double check. Won't take that long to do that. Let's see here. Another email. MLB and SAC. Kevin, what do you think of the possibility of a Major League Baseball team in Sacramento? I don't care. I don't mean to be rude, you know, the blunt and sounding rude. I don't care what they do in Sacramento. Well, yes, I do. I take that back. In Sacramento. It doesn't matter. I mean, the Oakland A's, whatever they're called now, the A's, they'll be moving to Las Vegas. They're in Sacramento. You know, they're playing at a minor league field, but look, that's up to the people. That's they decide and whatever. However, here's something to note about stadiums, particularly stadiums that are publicly funded, and even some of the private ones, you know, so-called private ones, have received, or in most cases, with the exception of just a handful, particularly in the NFL, they get some kind of taxpayer subsidy, which, you know, I think I brought it up when we talked about this several months ago, is if that's the case, then why are there blackouts? If the taxpayers are helping to fund a stadium or a team in any form, then why are they allowed to have blackouts? Again, that should, you know, the people just need to be more aggressive about things like that. But my point here is, our sports teams benefit to the cities. Now, here's these type of things just drive me up the wall. Independent economic research consistently shows that they are not strong drivers of net economic growth or job creation. Most of the money is reallocated. But here's something for the that they list as a benefit. Civic pride, a major league image, and enhanced community morale. What is that? I mean, that's gobbledygook. Anyway, so the money is reallocated, and even in the, you know, the bigger areas, you know, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, so they it's less percent than the overall regional economy of a private sector payroll, because when you look at the true cost of stadiums, city and state governments frequently provide hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money through the bonds, et cetera, to construct or renovate stadiums, often fueled by threats from team owners to relocate. And the massive public funds invested in sports revenues typically fail to generate the tax revenue or net new jobs needed to justify the expense, meaning that the community costs often heavily outweigh the financial benefits. So I don't think people think about that. But this, you know, you have pride in yourself and simply because you have a team there? What kind of nonsense is that? That's just, I'll call it B, you know what. All right, another email that came in says here, let's see. Club at Paso Robles High School. Did you know that there is a queer student union at Paso Robles High School? I have no idea. I had no idea. Chris, have you ever heard of that?
Not that specifically, but when I was at the high school, it was the club's name was Gay Straight Alliance, and then they changed their name to Equality Club. Probably the same thing, or, you know, similar.
Okay. Well, I guess we'd have to go and look at the literal or the change definition of the queer student union at Paso Robles High School. All right. First I heard of it, but thanks for sending in the email. All right. Speaking of that, these are some things that you just can't make up, folks. Speaking of the school, and I received this because the information is guaranteed. Federal law. Well, let me back up. You remember some of the wording in the bond for the bond had to do with lead paint, mold, and asbestos. Remember this? Some people think of it as a threat to the citizens that we got these problems. You know, so you're going to vote for it. All right. So federal law requires schools to place warning signs around asbestos hazards. Now, again, according to what I have here in front of me. Let's go to the phone line, though. I can always get back to this because we've got plenty of time. Hi, good morning.
Well, the question is, what donut shop did Chris get his donuts from?
I will not say because I've been to this shop before and, you know, I haven't gotten sick from it at all. So I don't want to put that kind of publicity out there for something that may have just been a coincidence.
Yeah, I realize that. I just thought that was a huge question hanging out there for most.
I'm sure most people are wondering, but I will not say.
Well, right, sir, are you a donut lover?
Oh, I love donuts. I try to stay away from them, though. But
one of the reasons be because it would be like the old Lay's potato chips? You can't just eat one.
You can't just eat one, yeah. Well, I don't like all the donuts with all the glaze and stuff. I like the plain old-fashioned or buttermilk. Those are the best, without any dip, a second dip of sugar, pure sugar on them.
Do you like jelly donuts?
No, not particularly. Less maybe, like a filled. I love lemon filled or apple, turnover and stuff like that. But that's more like a pastry than a donut.
You know, I'm with this guy. Some donuts or pastries can be a little too sweet with all the frosting and glazing on it. I just want the pastry itself. That's the good part.
Yes. Right.
I could have unfrosted cupcakes sometimes.
Cupcakes are too messy. Never figured out how to eat one.
That's why you just put the whole damn thing in your mouth at once. What's the matter with you? Don't you? Didn't anybody teach you how to eat a donut?
You mean cupcakes?
I mean, you eat a donut like Joey Chestnut eats those hot dogs on the 4th of July.
No, I don't do that. They're too expensive for that. All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I can't remember the last time I had a cupcake or a jelly donut. I'm going into years now. And the thing is, I really like jelly donuts. I could just...
That's where we're in disagreement.
I mean, I don't care if I have half of the jelly on the side of my face. I just like jelly donuts. All right, where are we? Well, it's National Donut Day, folks. All right, so now back to this from the school. The federal law requires schools to place warning signs around asbestos hazards. And again, according to this, the superintendent has finally admitted that the district has not been in compliance with federal law with this and other EPA regulations. And I have a copy of that right now. And it is the, where is it? That just went away, for crying out loud. It just went away. Well, there it goes. All right, now it's back. In reviewing the state-mandated annual school accountability report cards and facility inspection tool reports, there is no mention of asbestos, lead paint, or mold at Paso Robles High School, but we did get gigged for not having a menstrual product sign in the boys' bathrooms. Okay. Well, I guess the question here is, and this was brought up a couple of weeks ago, if they have not been keeping up with what the federal law and the compliance is, are they potentially looking at not only fines, but also lawsuits here in the district from, people that work there or, families? Something may want to think about. And then the other thing is, if this indeed is 100% correct, you haven't been doing this, why haven't you? And whose responsibility is it? So when somebody, what was a text yesterday or email, I forget, asked about, are there any standards at the high school or not at the high school within the school district? And I was, a smart aleck. Yes, there are standards. They're low. You have the test scores. You have the money being spent on the Italian pools for, $1.2 million that we sold for, $50,000, something like that. We took a big loss on that. There's problems with the turf up at the school. And we also had a drunken principal at the school district as well. So, yes, there are standards. And, again, we talk about accountability. Accountability. So we'll see with this what else goes on. Get gigged for not having menstrual product sign in the boys' bathroom. Jeez. Oh, boy. I tell you, folks. Give them more than $400 million. Give them $500 million. Things will get better just like that. Guarantee it, folks. They're going to get better. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Cody, if you're listening, I hope you're okay. Hopefully he's just got his feelings hurt, but I do enjoy listening to him, so hopefully he'll call back in again. He does add to the conversation. So, that's all I have to say.
All right, thanks for your call. All right, 238-577-5238-KPRL. Anything that may be on your minds. Let's see here. Bounce around a little bit. I've got had a clip here for a couple of days that I believe somebody sent it in to me. And it has to do with the, you know, your energy costs and so forth and so on, and climate change or global warming, whatever you want to, however you want to define it. And this is from somebody that I'm sure many of you have heard of, Victor Davis Hanson. And listen to this and the numbers that he's going to lay out. It's pretty short. I think it's around a minute long. So here you go.
For most of my life, at least for the last 35 years, we have accepted the climate change orthodoxy. There was always debate, but the dominant narrative said, no, we have to radically change our economy and move away from fossil fuels to renewable. And that was usually wind and solar. I didn't think in my lifetime that I would see an end to that. And then something's happened lately, artificial intelligence. This seems to be the greatest technological breakthrough since the Industrial Revolution. Takes huge amounts of electricity. We don't have it. We're going to have to build 100 1-gigawatt plant. That's the size of a large nuclear reactor. We're going to have to build 100 per year, or the equivalent of clean coal or natural gas. And we will not get it by subsidizing wind turbines and solar panels.
So think about that, having the need to build 100 of those every year, a year rather. Because we don't have the energy to sustain right now. And we keep going forward with this push and so forth and so on. If you think you're having power outages every now and then now, just wait. Let's see here. On the email. Okay, yeah, I got this. Yeah, well, that's, again, we have unwritten rules here on the station that most people abide by. It's that simple. It's that simple. I don't get into contests over things like this. All right, we are going to exit stage left.
Polka News Update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. City of Atascadero reminds residents of a new ordinance adopted to address the use of illegal fireworks at the 4th of July as the 4th of July approaches. Illegal fireworks continue to remain prohibited, but the new ordinance creates a social host accountability program placed on property owners, tenants, and hosts who permit illegal fireworks activity on a property under their possession or control. Ernest Hall, the owner of Dubs Green Garden in Paso Robles, posted a video on social media of a confrontation at his business, Dubs Green Garden. In the video, Hall and the man, later identified as Luke Fisher of Fresno, are swearing and yelling at one another. Fisher backs away and calls Hall the N-word twice. The video, posted by Hall on Facebook, has over 150,000 views. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sue Guzman. The Senate, after an all-night session, passes a $70 billion immigration enforcement bill without limits on the $1.8 billion Trump settlement fund. 18 House Republicans joining Democrats as the House passed an aid package Thursday to Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky calling for a face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin for peace talks to end the war. President Trump says he supports the idea.
I think it would be great if they met. They should get it done.
One person is dead, multiple people injured in a shooting at a home in Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham police officer Darrell Freeman.
Well, we have been told by community members that that location rarely has any incidents. So this is actually shocking to us that something of that nature occurred there. But like I said, we'll continue to investigate and see what transpired in these incidents.
America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my cage.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. A reminder, tomorrow morning at 6:05, Pure Country, then Diane, a couple hours of wheeling and dealing on the country store. Jimmy's in, making sure those vehicles are running just fine, mighty fine. And then Gary Brill, Jukebox, Saturday night, in the spotlight. Oh, man, one of the best. Dion and the Belmonts. All right, cool stuff. All right, time now for sports at 13 minutes away from 7, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, the Hurricanes and the Golden Knights went down to the wire and then some.
Along the right wing boards, back up top, it's Gostisbehere. Send it across, game over! Seth Jarvis wins it!
Famous one-timer in Hurricanes history.
Final score was 4-3. You heard it on the Hurricanes radio network. The series is tied at 1-1, and Game 3 will be on Saturday. In baseball, Yankees star Aaron Judge has been diagnosed with a stress fracture on his rib. He will be sidelined indefinitely, but will undergo more imaging tests in 4 to 6 weeks. The Yankees don't expect the injury to be season-ending. Best-case scenario is that he returns sometime in August. Ketel Marte, though, walked it off for the Diamondbacks to defeat the Dodgers in Arizona 3-2.
All righty. Also, I believe there was another California team in action yesterday, and it was the A's. They fell to the Cubs 7-6, and that was in the beautiful confines of Wrigley Field. The Giants scored a lot of runs for a change. They defeated the Brewers 12-6. All right, Thursday's usually the travel day and a light schedule, so everybody will be back in action starting today. Plus, Major League Baseball only allows teams to play a certain amount of games per month or days in a row. All right, sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. In just a moment, coming up, I've got extended weather forecast. I've got the world-famous pet alert, and I've got music trivia today, and I'll just kind of give you a hint ahead of time. John Lennon said that this, so you know it's not the Beatles or the John Lennon, this is one of the quintessential rock and roll songs of all time.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical and Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Lots of sunshine on your Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. will cool down a little bit on your Saturday to the low 80s as we head out to Sunday, low 80s. Monday, upper 70s. Pretty much the same Tuesday, then upper 80s Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 5:48 a.m., 8:16 p.m. We are at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Moving gently along here on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. It's your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out, and about, and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home, back over the river and through the woods, wherever they may have roamed. Or the home on the range with the deer and the antelope and the elks and the rattlesnakes and the rats and the squirrels. By the way, folks, I don't know about you, but there seems to be an abundance of squirrels this year, and they don't care. I mean, they just look at you and say, Not afraid of vehicles, lawnmowers, tractors, or anything. They just sit there and say, you're making too much noise. Man, what I'd like to do. Okay, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Go to TascaderoGunShop.com, all in one. How about that? 8 minutes away from 7 at The Right Choice, KPRL. Okay, we're moving to our Friday edition of trivia, which is music trivia. And it's brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and out there at the airport, affectionately known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. All right. Here are the instructions for Friday. Chris, you think you have them memorized?
Do not answer a question with a question. Watch your inflection. Make sure he doesn't sound like a question. We want the song or the artiste.
And I, or maybe with help from you, will decide if they're close.
Yes.
Okay.
Although probably just you.
Okay. All right. Folks, you got to train them when they're young. All right. All right, so good luck. Good luck with this one. I think it's fairly easy, but if you're a little sluggish getting out of bed this morning, this ought to get you going just a little bit. Oh, man. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Oh, I just...
You are, in fact, on your own this one, by the way. I cannot help determine if somebody's close enough.
Okay, I think you let me see here. I think it's been in some movies you may have. Let's see here. Maybe not. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
That would be Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes, the killer. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, indeed. Very good. May I have your name?
Mike Jackson.
All right, Mike, by the way, no surprise probably, but the killer was not the first one to do it.
That's what I kind of remember, that history of that. He just did it, we remember it.
he did it in clubs before he did it in the studio. As a matter of fact, it was, what's his face? Gosh, I'm trying to think of the guy from Sun Records. What's his name? Oh, Sam Phillips.
Yeah.
He thought it was too racy. But anyway, they didn't, yeah. They released it and so forth. Because Big Mabel, she did the original Hound Dog. She did it originally before that. And then Jerry Lee got a hold of it and, you know, changed it a little bit. And it is one of the anthems of rock and roll history. All right, Mike, I got to go. Got you down.
Right.
All right. The rhythm and blues, and obviously the song did very well. Big Mabel, Mama Thornton, she made the first recording in March of 1955. And Jerry Lee, again, he was doing it at nightclubs and then took it up to another level, and they released it. Sun Records and was released in April of 1957. The classic. A whole lot of shaking. Killer.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I said, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I said, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner.
Classic from The Killer, A Whole Lot of Shaking, 1957. Now, what happened with this, he goes into Sun Studios, and the famed producer, Jack Clement, he told Jerry Lee Lewis, of all people, that when he entered, we don't do much country around here, boy. We're in the rock and roll business. You ought to go home and work some rock and roll numbers. Now, Jerry Lee Lewis later stated when he came in, because he altered the original version, but he said when he came in and did it, he knew it was a hit. And as I mentioned, Sam Phillips thought it was a little bit too risque and it wouldn't make it. Well, it did, because it did very well on all the charts. It was number three on the Billboard charts, number one on the R&B charts, and even appeared on the country charts at number one. How about that? It was too risque. All right, and then some other people that decided, Chubby Checkers probably decided to ruin it. He did one, and some others, and so forth and so on. It is in the Grammy Hall of Fame for songs, and a lot of those from Sun Records as well.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Paso Fire and Emergency Services will be conducting several small training burns on Tuesday, June 9th. The burns will be held near the Paso Robles Airport in conjunction with the San Luis Obispo Fire Investigation Strike Team. Training will not affect airport operations, traffic, or public access to facilities. The County Clerk Recorder released an update to San Luis Obispo County election results yesterday afternoon, as well as an unprocessed ballot report. For District 2, James D'Antona has jumped ahead of Michael Aaron Woody, 51-49%. Jimmy Paulding remains ahead of Adam Verdon, 54-46%. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, when it was originally recorded by Big Mabel in March of 1955, the producer and arranger on that original record was a guy by the name of Quincy Jones. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, tile, quartz, marble, slabs, and a whole bunch more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.